Today's Shir is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We will begin on Daf Kuf Tez Zayin, Amud Beis, the last words of the Amud, L'fikach Anachnu Chayavim, as we say in the Haggadah. Begins the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Halleluka. Many times we find in Tehillim the word Halleluka. So we find the word Keiska. It's a pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach V'Yoma, Kiyara Keis Ka Mechama Hashem B'Malik Medar V'Dar. We find the word Yedidya, the Pasuk says in Shmuel, V'Yishlach B'Yad Nosan Anavi, V'Yikra Eshmai Yedidya B'Avo Hashem. The question is, all these words, are they considered one word or are they considered two words? The Nafka Mina is, if they're considered one word, then the letters Yud K at the end of this word don't represent the Shem Hashem, and there would be no issue in erasing them. If, however, it's a separate word, then it obviously represents the Shem Hashem, which may not be erased. Also, Nafka Mina is, if you're writing these words, do you have to write them on one line, or could you write them on two lines? If they're two words, they could be written on two lines. If they're one word, they may not be written on two lines. So Rav Chisda said that all these words that we just mentioned, achas, represent one word. Rav Amar, Kasya that we just read, and the word Mechavya, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, a Pasuk in Hallel, Menametza Karasi Ka, Anani B'merchav Ka, Achasein. Rav Amar, Mechavya Bavad, the only one that's one word is Mechavya. Haluka, Kasya, Didya are really all two words. Ibailhu. Ask the Gemara, Merchav Ka. The Rav said it's one word. Rav Chisda Mai, what will Rav Chisda hold regarding that? Says the Gemara, Teiku, it's not clear. Ibailhu, Lura, Yedidya. The Rav Chisda began our Shia today by saying that Yedidya is one word. L'Rav, what will Rav's opinion be regarding that? Why? What will he hold? Toshma, Dama, Rav, Yedidya Nechlek L'Shnayim. Yedidya should be looked at as two separate words. L'Fikach, Yedid, the word Yedid, Chol, is not the Shem Hashem. And then we have Ka, which is a separate word, and according to him, it's going to be Kodesh, it's going to be a Shem Hashem. Ibailuhu. So now ask the Gemara. They want to know how Luka, that we began this year with Rav Chisda saying, that according to Rav Chisda, it's one word. Ask the Gemara, what is going to be Rav's opinion? Toshma, says Gemara, Rav himself said, Chazina the Torah the Bechavivi, I saw that safe Tehillim that was in the home of my uncle Rav Chia, the Ksibai, that the way it was written out, obviously in those days, Svarim were written out. They didn't have mon printing presses. So he says, I saw the Tehillim in my uncle's house, the Ksibah Halalu B'chad Gisa. The word Halalu was on one line, the Ka B'chad Gisa, and Ka was on the other line. Clearly, it's an indication that it's two separate words. Says the Gemara, this that Rav says that Haluka is considered two words, Pligid Rabbi Shuban Levi, is not the way Rabbi Shuban Levi holds. Rabbi Shuban Levi, what is the definition of Haluka? Haluhu behilulim rabim. It's one word, and it means that we should praise Hashem with many praises. Pligid Dirdeya Dirdey, says the Gemara. But we find, says the Gemara, that he had a different definition of the word Haluka. Damar Shuma Levi, Basarma Marash Lashach, Nema Sefer Tehillim. Sefer Tehillim has 10 different words representing praise of Hashem. Nitzuach, Nigun, Maskel, Mizmor, Shir, Ashrei, Tehillah, Betfilah, Haidah, Haluka. Hagolash of Kulon, the most significant of all of these words is Haluka. Neshukol Shem Hashem v'shvach. It represents the Shem Hashem and the praise of Hashem v'bas achas, all in one word. So we clearly see that he held that, and this, according to this interpretation, Haluka is actually one word. Amar Yudon Shmuel, Shir Shem Torah. When it says in the Torah, Oz Yashir, Moshe Rabbeinu said the Shira as Klal Yisrael exited Yamsuf. Says the Moshe Yisrael Amrua B'Shar Sha'al Yam. As they exited Yamsuf, they said the Shira Sayam. But now the Gemara wants to know, Halo Zeh, this Halo that we say on Rosh Chodesh, on Yontif, Asher Miteknu, who is the one that instituted it? So of course the Mefarshim ask, the Mashah asks, why did the Gemara have to begin with this introduction by saying that the Shira on the Yam was said by Moshe Rabbeinu? Why is that relevant to the question that at hand about the Halal? So the Mashah explains, if not that the Torah explicitly taught us that Klal Yisrael said Oz Yashir after Kriyas Yamsuf, we would say that they said Halal, because that was the first nace that happened to Klal Yisrael. And as that nace happened to Klal Yisrael, they said Halal. But now that we're saying that they said Shira, so it's not necessarily a fact that they said Halal. And that's why the Gemara wants to know, Halal Zem Mi Amrei, where does Halal come from? Says the Gemara, says Shmuel, Nevi'im Shebeinayim Tiknu Lem Yisrael, the Nevi'im amongst Klal Yisrael instituted Shi'omrim Soi Kol Perek V'Perek, that Halal should be recited on every situation, a Kol Tzor V'Tzor Shalei Tavaleim, U'Shnigolim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us, Omrim Soi Agulasam, they say it on the Gula. So Rashbam says that Al-Kol Perek V'Perek is Al-Kol Regel V'Regel. That means Perek V'Perek means every Rosh Chodesh that comes periodically throughout the year. Regel V'Regel is in every Yom Tov. The Rashash, which is based on the opinion of the Rambam, because the Rambam says that there is no obligation to say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore he says Al-Kol Perek V'Perek means strictly Yom Tovim, but in other times we don't say Halal because we don't say Halal for Rosh Chodesh. The other question I saw that the Mefarshim asked is that the Gemara uses the words Al Kol Tzara V'Tzara Shaloi Tava Aleihem. Doesn't it mean that Kol Tzara V'Tzara every situation that came on Klal Yisrael? So Rashi says it means, it's Beloshin Saginor, that something bad happened to Klal Yisrael, and that's why we'd say Halavai, that should never happen again, and we say Halal. But the Ben Yoyada has a different explanation. The Ben Yoyada says what the Gemara means to say is, by Klal Yisrael reciting Halal for all the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought for us, that causes us to make that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't cause any more tzaras for Klal Yisrael. Another shot that I saw from the Sefer Iyun Yaakov, that a person is supposed to realize that Koma the Ovid, Rachmana, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, the Tav Ovid, he does for a positive purpose. So that's why, even if it was a tzara, even if it seems bad, it was really good, because that's the way, because everything Hashem does is for the best. Tanya HaYirmeya Omer, Kol Tishbach HaMuris B'Sefer Tulam, all the different praises that we find in Sefer Tulam, and Sefer Tehillim, Kulan David Amram, were all said by David HaMelech, Shenemar, Kolu Tfilos Dov Ben Yishai, Al Tikri Kolu, as if they're ended, El Kol Eilu, all of these parakim that we find in Tehillim were said by David HaMelech. Halal, Mi Amrei, who was the one that instituted that we should say Halal? So of course the Halal is part of the Tehillim. But the question is, who's instituted this, that it should be said the way it's said? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Elazar ben Omer, Moshe Yisrael Amrua, the Moshe and Klal Yisrael said it, B'Shar Sha'olam and Hayam, as they exited the Yam, the Chalukin Lav Chaverov, but Elazar's colleagues disagree with him. Loimar, and they held Shadavar Amrit. It was instituted by Davar HaMelech. V'nliri Dvarov Medivreim. I agree with my son that it must have been said by Moshe Rabbeinu. Because, he says, Ef Shebnei Yisrael Shochtus Pescheim, is it possible that Klal Yisrael brought their Korban Pesach every year? Not in Leveim, where they take the Dalaminim, V'loy Amru Shira, and they shouldn't say Hallel. Of course they said Hallel. It can't be that Klal Yisrael waited till David HaMelech instituted Hallel. Davacha, Pisloy Shamicha Oymed V'Bechi. The Avodah Zorah of Pesach was with them, Yisrael Oymed by Hallel, that we should say Hallel. So it doesn't make sense that Klal Yisrael didn't say Hallel earlier. So I saw the way the Mefarshim explains the Gemara is that the Pesel was a Micha and it was a Loshin Ganai, and that how could they say Hallel? The Chasam Soif explains that the Pasuk says that Pesel Shemicha was in Leshem, and in Atbash Leshem is Bechi. So the Masha asks, how can we say that Hallel came from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu? In Hallel it says, Beis Aharon Baruchos Hashem. At that point, when Klal Yisrael came out of Kriyas Yamsuf, there were no Kohanim. So the Eun Yaakov says that certainly not all of the psukim that we have in Hallel were said by Moshe Rabbeinu. There were additions that came later on. And that's the way the Gra and the NLEO explains. The Gra says that what happened was that first Moshe Rabbeinu instituted this concept that Hallel should be recited. And then in later years, David HaMelech instituted the exact Nusach of the Hallel. Says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbanan. So in other words, what the Gemara said was that it doesn't make sense that in the time of David HaMelech, when they had people who were worshipping Avodah Zarah, that they should say Hallel. But if they were saying Hallel already from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, then they could continue saying it, even though there were periods in our history, unfortunately, where Jews were serving Avodah Zarah. They asked that the Pesel Shemichol was there already in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Farshim say it wasn't prominent. It wasn't something public. It's not the same as it was in the time of David HaMelech. Tanar Abanan called Shiras and Shabbos Shalom and David B'Sefer Tehillim. All the Shiras and Shabbos that are said in Sefer Tehillim, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Kineged Atzma Amram. He said it reflecting to things that happened to himself. Meshu Omer, Kineged Tzibra Amram. He was saying to Klal Yisrael, and the opinion of the Chum is Yesh Behem Kenegre Tzibur, that those that reflect the Tzibur, Yesh Kenegre Atzman, that those regarding himself. Hamuris Beloshin Yochid, those that have said Beloshin Yochid are Kenegre Atzmai, of what he said for himself, referring to his situations. Hamuris Beloshin Rabim, Kenegre Tzibur. So I saw that the Marsha asks, how can we say that something said Beloshin Rabim is referring just himself, and something that said Beloshin Yochid is referring to everybody? So Rashi explains that when the Gemara says Kol, it's Lav Dafka. If sometimes, you know, where it's obvious that he was saying it about himself, so it's obvious that he's saying it about himself. Where it's obvious that he's saying it Keneged Tzibur, he's saying it Keneged Tzibur. Where it's not obvious, that's the discussion of the Gemara. But the Eun Yaakov has a different explanation, that sometimes what he said Beloshin Rabim, even though he said Beloshin Rabim, it could be referring to himself, because the Melech is equivalent to the entire Tzibur. And sometimes he said Beloshin Yochid, it can mean the Tzibur, because the entire Tzibur of Klal Yisrael are considered one unit. And therefore, even though it's talking about the Tzibur, it's one Yochid. And this is really the basis that we know that when somebody davens, the halacha is tzorach l'shatef atzmayim etzibur. He has to attach himself with the tzibur, because the tzibur has a special koyach and a special simcha, and therefore a special koyach in their position in front of Hashem, and therefore the tzibur is a yachid, and we should try to be part of the tzibur in our tefillas. Nitzoch v'nigun l'asalavai. Wherever we have a parak and tell him that uses the words nitzoch v'nigun, is referring l'asalavai. When we have a parak that says the word maskil, the pasuk says maskil adavid aydei torgman. It was said through an interpreter. So the Bayan Yada explains that maskil means some keli. The meturgman who says the drasha on behalf of the speaker becomes the instrument through which the speaker can convey his message. Another pshat is maskil is intelligence. The meturgman would use his intelligence to present the words of the speaker in a way that they should accept it. Sometimes the pasuk uses the David mizmer melamed shesharslav shchina. The first, the shchina attached itself to David Hamelech vakach amashira. And sometimes the pasuk says mizmer le David melamed shamiris sheama David shira. The first David Hamelech said the shira vakach shesharslav shchina, and then the shchina attached itself. Lamdcha, but the lesson here is sheina shchira shira. That the shechira doesn't attach itself to a person, lemitach atzlus, laziness, lemitach atzvus, sorrow, lemitach schaik, not being in a serious frame of mind, lemitach kalas roish, lemitach dvar betalim, elmitach simcha shel mitzvah. There always has to be a simcha shel mitzvah, and as the pasuk says, that David HaMelech says, v'ata kchuli menagin, take somebody to play an instrument, bring me into the proper frame on my mind, and after I'm in the proper frame of mind, v'haya k'nagin menagin, when that frame of mind was achieved, then Yahyalov Yad Hashem, he was able to attach himself to the Shechina. So I saw that the Meiri explains that atzvus is the prevents somebody from being able to attach to Simcha Shel Mitzvah. The Ksav Sofer explains why. He explains that a person who lives with emunah and bitachin knows that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, he does for our benefit. We don't always understand, we don't always see it, but we have to believe it. So if a person lives with that belief, there's always going to be besimcha. Only a person who lives with emunah and bitachin, that's the person who could have true simcha, and therefore, since he could have true simcha, that's the raya that he has emunah b'tachin, and he's the person that the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings his shechina to him. And in fact, I saw the Sefer Chassidim in Simen Kuf Nun Ches says that a person when he davens the Shemoneh Esrei, the Sefer Chassidim begins and says that when somebody davens the Shemoneh Esrei, he should personalize every bakasha in the Shemoneh Esrei to the different situations that he may be facing. And then he says another way how a person should make his tefillah more meaningful. He says, "Ukishespalel emaras at tefillah ba'oisa nigun shenom umesukim beinecha." Say the tefillah in a way that's pleasant. V'tespalel tefillosa bekavana and daven with kavana v'yimshach lipcha achem moitzi picha. That will cause you that what you say you will mean. To daven for what you need, prepare a nigin that represents that type of a mood. When you're praising Hashem, nigin, prepare a nigin that shows happiness. That whoever sees your heart, so he says that how important it is to daven with kavana. And in fact, the Aruch HaShulchan tells us that that's why the minig is that kohanim, when they duchen, they're very careful to sing a niggin when they do Nesias Kapayim. Why is it so critical that Kahanim should sing the Gunim by Nesias Kapayim? Because Nesias Kapayim is when we want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear and accept the bracha of the Kahanim, and that could only come with the Shechina when there's Simcha. And continues the Gemara, Eni, Vamrav Gidla Marav, it says the Gemara, Amrav Gidla Marav, V'kein L'Halocha. A person who learns is supposed to learn Toich Simchus Shemitzvah. If somebody goes to sleep in a good mood, he will have good dreams. And as I saw, the Chasam Sofer explains, somebody can't accomplish with his learning only if his learning comes with simcha. If somebody's learning has simcha attached to it, that's the type of learning that will be accomplished what learning can and should accomplish. Says the Gemara, is that true? Ask the Gemara, V'amar Rav Gidla Marav, Kol Tam Chokma Yoshev Nei Rabbi, if somebody sits in front of his Rebbe, Vein Tzfos of Noit V'smar, and he's not in a very serious mood, Tichvena, his lips should get burnt, Shenema Tzfos of Shoshanim, Noit V'smar over, Altekri Shoshanim El Shoshanim, the Pasuk is speaking that those who learn Torah, V'altekri Mar over El Mar over, they have to be bitter. So how does the Gemara saying that when you're learning, you're supposed to be B'simcha? Answers the Gemara Lakasha. Ha, B'Rabba. One is referring to the Rebbe. V'ha, B'Talmida. And the Talmud, who's sitting in front of his Rebbe, should be serious. And as I saw, the Maral explains, the Talmud hasn't yet achieved a proper Madrega in Torah. And therefore, since he hasn't yet achieved that Madrega, he has to be very serious. The Rebbe, who Baruch Hashem, has obviously achieved a Madrega in learning, that he's already able to teach Torah, so that's why he should be B'Simcha. B'Bai Seyma Hava Hava Rabba. Both are talking about the Rebbe. But the way to understand it is as far as Lo Kasha. Hav Mekamei D'Posach. Before the Rebbe begins saying the Shir, he should say it, he should be B'Simcha. Like that, he'll be able to catch the attention of his Talmidim. Ha! Lebos the pasach, once he starts to shear, then it should be pure seriousness. Kiyod the rabba, the makam of the pasach of the rabbanon, before he began to shear for the talmidim, amal milsa the bechisul, he used to say something humorous, ubat rabbanon, that would cause the talmidim to be in a good mood. Lebsoif yosab emsa, and then he sat with fear, or pasach b'shmaitza, and he started to shear. And the Pnei Yeshua explains that when we say that he said a milsta b'dichusa, it doesn't mean he said a joke. Talmid Chachamim, Rabba, did not begin his shiur with a joke. What it means to say is that he started the shiur with something light and interesting. And after he started the shiur with something light and interesting, then he went into the serious of the shiur. And in fact, I saw that's why we make Simchas Torah before we start learning Bereishis again. Because we want, the Shari Soscha says this, that we want to start the year off before we start learning again with Simcha. We started off with Bereishis. We start off with Simchas Torah, a day of great Simcha. And from that day of great Simcha, we go on to the rest of the year to learn the Torah with the proper seriousness. And in fact, I saw from the Chedushei Harim that we find that before every Zman in Yeshiva, when they started a new term, so it was after Sukkot and after Pesach, that first we had Yontif. Yontif is always obviously Zman Simchaseinu. And after we had the Yontif with the Zman Simchaseinu, then we could start the Zman of learning. And in fact, I saw that the Imri Emes says that's why a Chos and a Kala begin their married life with Sheva Brachas. During the days of Sheva Brachas, that we find that they're days of great Simcha. So they begin their lives with a Milsa the Simcha. And Al Gemara is teaching us that if you begin your life with Simcha, then it will continue your entire life that way. And in fact, I saw that's Pshat, the Pasuk, at the beginning of Sefer V'Yikra, Parshas V'Yikra. The Pasuk says, V'Yikra Hashem al Moshe, v'yikra Moshe, v'idab Hashem elav. And Rashi says, v'ein v'yikra el aloshen chiba. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu began speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was b'loshen simcha. That's how he began. And then after that simcha was achieved, then v'yidab, we know v'yidab always represents a loshen kosher, represents a seriousness. And that's, I saw a different pshat that the Sheris Menachem explains, that we're trying to fool the Yetzirah. So if the Yetzer Hara sees that the Talmidim who are sitting in the shir are in a jovial mood, he thinks, ah, this is not something that I need to worry about. But then, after, and he leaves us alone, and then we immediately use that opportunity to start learning. I saw that the Michas Yitzchak says that we say, Smechem b'tzeisam, v'sasem b'voyam, oisem b'emo ritzayim kainam. So Michas Yitzchak used to explain the pasuk. Smechem b'tzeisam, after we finish doing the mitzvah, so then we're allowed to be b'simcha. V'sasem b'voyam, as we're learning now before we begin the mitzvah, we're also b'simcha. Oisem b'emo ritzayim kainam. But while they're doing the mitzvah, then they have to be b'yira. While they're learning, or while they're doing the mitzvah, it has to be with the utmost seriousness. Tana Rabbanan, Halza mi Amrei, going back to the question of who instituted the Hallel, Rabbi Elazar ibn Moshe Yisrael Amru, the Moshe and Klaiso said the Hallel, B'shosh Amdal Ayom, when they passed through Yamsuf. Heim Ramru, they said, Leilanu Hashem, Leilanu, Kil Shimcha Ten Kovd, Al Chazdecha, V'al Amitecha, and Meshiva Ruach HaKadosh for Omer Lamani Lamani Asa, I will save you because to save the Kvod Shemayim. Yeshud Omer Yisrael, who Yeshua of Yisrael Amru, B'shosh Amdam Alei Malka Kanan, when the Malka Kanan wanted to attack them, Heim Ramru Leilonu, and Meshiva the same dialogue. Rabbi Lezo Omer Dayama, Dvaro Ubarak Amrua, B'shosh Amdam Alei Sisroi, when Sisroi wanted to attack them, Heim Ramru Leilonu, Ruach Kodesh Meshiva Omer Slahem Lamani Lamani Esa. Elaz Ben Azayah Omer Chizki V'Siyatay Amruo B'Shar Shamar Aleim Sincherev. When Sincherev wanted to attack them, Heim Amru Leilanu U'Meshiva. Reb Kiva Mechanan Meshav Azayah Amruo B'Shar Shamar Aleim Nevuchadnezzar Arasha. When Nevuchadnezzar threw them into the furnace of fire, Heim Amru Leilanu U'Meshiva Lamani, and the Ruach Kodesh answered Lamani Lamani Esa. Reb Yosef Aglila Omer Match V'Esta Amruo. It was said by Matcha Est in the time of Purim. B'shar she'amar aleim ha'omen ha'rasha, heim amru lo'ilanu, m'shiva, and the Ruach HaKadosh responded, l'mani, l'mani, esa. V'cham ha'imrim, Nevi'im she'b'neim tikna l'am Yisrael, she'am ra'isam, the Nevi'im instituted that we should say it, al-kol perek, u'perek, v'al-kol tzar, v'tzav, sh'leitav aleim Yisrael, u'ch'shnigolim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, saves us, what we do is, we recite it when we are saved. Amrav Chizda. So now the question is, when the word Haleluka appears in Sefer Tehillim, between different chapters of the Tehillim. So the question the Gemara wants to know is, how do we look at the word Haleluka? Is it the end of the previous parak, or is it the beginning of the next chapter? Haleluka. Soy perka. Rav Chizda held it's the end of the first chapter. Rabbi Rafuna Mahaluka Reish Pirka, it represents the beginning of the next chapter. Amar Rav Chizda, so says Rav Chizda, Chazin Elei Letila Debei Rav Chanan Bei Rav, I saw the Tehillim that was in the home of Rav Chanan Bei Rav, the Ksiba Haluka, that the word Haluka was written between two chapters, the Emtsa Pirka, and the way it was written in between, not as the end of the first, nor as the beginning of the second, because Amma, he obviously misapkalei, that they had a suffix, and because they weren't quite sure, they left it that way. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanan by Rava, Hakla Moidim, that we have the pasuk at the end of Ashrei, Tilas Hashem Yudah B'Pi, Vivar Kabos Hashem Kotcha Leilam Vod, then it says the word Haluka. The word Haluka de Basrei is certainly, he says, Reish Pirka, is the beginning of the next paragraph. Then we have the pasuk in Parak Yud Kuf Yud Beis. The pasuk says, Rosh Yir of Chos Shinok Yacharoik V'Namas Tavis V'Shoyim Toved Haluka de Basrei. Then it says Haluka Halu Avde Hashem in Kuf Yud Gimel. That belongs with Reish Pirka, with the next Parak of Tehillim. Shaim de Beis Hashem bechatzros Beis Alakenu Haluka de Basrei. Then the words Haluka. It says Haluka Kitoiv Hashem. Reish Pirka are also the beginning of the next parak. Says the Gemara. Kroy, those that were big experts in Psukim, Mesif and Af Psukim Elu, are able to add the following Psukim. Menachem Baderech Yishta Aken Yom Roish, and says the word Haluka de Basrei. Says the Gemara Reish Pirka. The next, this is Perik Kuf Yud. The next Perik is Kuf Yud Aleph. It starts Haluka Oida Hashem. It's the beginning of that Perik. Then it says, at the end of Kuf Yud Aleph, Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem, Seichotov Lekol Aseyem, Tilosoi Medis Lad. And then it says in Perik Kuf Yud Beis, Haluka Ashur Ish Yiras Hashem. So again, says the Gemara, Haluka de Basrei is certainly Reish Pirka, means the next, it's the beginning of the next parak, not the end of the first parak. So the Gemara wants to suggest that the machloikas that we just had of Rav Chisda and Rava bar Rav Huna, how to look at the word Haluka, maybe, says the Gemara, Neme Ketanoi, is actually the machloikas Tanoim, the machloikas Beishame Beishilu that we had in our Mishnah. Because we had in our Mishnah, where do we say, what part of Hallel do we say the Mishnah wanted to know before, in the first part of the Seder? And Echon Oimer, how much of Hallel is recited in the first part of the Seder? B'Shem Oimer, Arabonim Smecha, that's the end of the first chapter of the Prakim of Hallel. B'Shem Oimer, which is the end of the second chapter. And then we found in a Braisa a different version of the Machlokes Beisham Beisil. Because there the Braisa says, again, the same question, how much of the Hallel is recited in the first part of the Seder? Which is the beginning of the second Perek. Which is the beginning of the third Perek. Now, there's really no halachic difference between the wording of our Mishnah and the wording of the Braisa. The only difference is how the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are expressed. My love. So what is the machloikus between the Mishnah and the Braisa? The Bar Pligi. This is the machloikus. Leman d'Amar, the Tana in our Mishnah that was quoting the opinion of Beis Shammai that says, Ad Eim HaBonim Smecha, Sover, he's of the opinion that the next perik starts with Haluka, Reish Perka is a new perik, and therefore it belongs to the second chapter, and which is going to be said in the second part of the Seder. Man Damer, whereas the Braisa, who says that we say Beit Seis Yisrael, says that we're going to say Haluka in the first part of the Seder, because Haluka is part of that perik, Seif Perka, and therefore the Braisa and the Mishnah are actually disagreeing where Haluka belongs. Does it belong in the second parak or in the first parak? Says the Mar, Rav Chisda betaras l'tamei. Rav Chisda who says Haluka always represents the end of the first parak, is going to be able to defend his position even with the difference of opinions between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Because says Rav Chisda, the Kol Amos Avri, everybody really agrees Haluka Soi Pirka. Haluka is the end of a perik. Oman the Omer. So if so, what did the price say at Tiltzeis Yisrael? Shaper, it's understood. Because we want to say that Haluka belongs with the previous perik. Oman the Omer Anabanu Smecha, he says Ad V'Ad B'Chlal. Whenever we say something, it's included. So if he says Eman Banu Smecha, and means including the word Haluka. So ask the Gemara, if that's what you're trying to say, that you should say that whole pasuk with the word Haluka, v'neima ad Haluka, so say that, answers the Gemara, v'chitem d'loya denen hai Haluka, the word Haluka, if all he would have said that you say till Haluka, the word Haluka appears more than once in the Halal, and we wouldn't know which Haluka is being referred to. The chitaim d'layadina hai haluka. We just had a luka. We wouldn't know which haluka is being referred to. So says the Gemara, there's a way to resolve that. Because we could say the haluka we're meaning is haluka she'en abarim smecha. So that the Gemara says indeed is a kasha. V'rabba rafuna metaretz l'tamei. The kul alma, everybody agrees, haluka yiresh pirka. Haluka represents the next perik. And therefore, you don't say it in the first part of the Seder, you're only going to say it by the second part of the Seder. Umadam Anab Ema Bonus Mecha Shapir. That's understood. Umadam Abit Seis Yisrael, Kosova Ad Veloy Ad Bechlal. And he says, he say it, but it's not included. And therefore, you don't say Haluka either. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, why that Taluk is the beginning of the next parak? Why do you see say you say Tabtzeis Yisrael? Shouldn't he say you should say Taluka? And that would be clearly indication that Haluka is the beginning of the next parak. The clay time, if you'll say the reason he didn't want to say it that way is because the lawyer didn't high Haluka, because we wouldn't know which Haluka is being referred to. So the way we could resolve that is the name of Haluka Tabtzeis Yisrael, and then we will know for sure what we're referring. And again, says the Gemara Kasha. So we said that we end the part of the Haggadah with Geula. We make a bracha, and we had a machloikus in the Mishnah. What is the bracha? Amar Rava, regarding Krishma, and the same by the halal that we say at the Seder, the way you're supposed to say the bracha at the end is you say, Gal Yisrael. It's a Lashon Avar, the past, because you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he did for us. The Tzlusa, but when we say in Shemoneh Esrei, the bracha of Goel Yisrael, there we don't say Goel Yisrael, a Lashon Avar. We say Goel Yisrael, which is a Lashon Hoiva, a Lashon Asad, the Rachmeinenu. We're davening to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Goel Yisrael, save us. Amar Rav Zeira, the Kiddusha, when we say Kiddush, we should say Asher Kiddushonam v'mitzvayisav v'tzivanu. Because we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lashon Avar, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lashon Avar, for what he did for us. The Tzlusa, but when we daven, we should say Katsheinu b'mitzvasecha. My Tama, the Rachmeinenu, we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sanctify us. Amar Rav Achav Yaakov Tzorch, Shiyaska Yitzias Mitzrayim b'Kiddush Hayoyim. When somebody says Kiddush, he has to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? Ksiv Hocha, it says regarding Pesach, Laman Tiskas Yom Tzeischem Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yomei Chayecha. V'ksiv Hosom, and there it says Zochus Yom L'Shabbos L'Kachoy. So just like there, you have to mention Mitzrayim here too as well. So the Magen Avraham says, we've discussed this Magen Avraham earlier in our Shiurim, that Midaraisa V'yoytza D'chi of Kiddush by the recitation of the Shemoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv. So ask the Miches Chinuch, but our Gemara just said that to be yoytze the mitzvah of Kiddush, we have to say Yitzis Mitzrayim, and we don't say Yitzis Mitzrayim by Ma'ariv Shemoneh Esrei. So Rabbi Halacha says that this obligation to say Yitzis Mitzrayim is only midrabbanan. Or another teretz he says is that even though we don't mention it in the Shemoneh Esrei, but we mention it right before the Shemoneh Esrei, in the Birchas Krishma, and that's why it's considered as if it's connected to the Kiddush. Amar Rava Bar Shela, the Tzlusa, when we speak about David by davening, we say, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. The Aftarta, when we speak about David HaMelech by Aftaira, we say, Magen David. The Pasuk says that Nosan HaNovi said to David HaMelech, V'sisil HaShem HaGodl, Shem Godl K'Shem HaGdoilim. Tani Reb Yosef says, "Shechayisuv Amrim." How do we fulfill that nevuah? That's what we say, "Magein David." Amar Shem Elokish that Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, "Ve'eschel Goy Gadol, v'Averecha, v'Gal Shmech v'Hei Bracha, ve'eschel Goy Gadol, zeh she'Amrim Elkei Avram, v'Averecha, zeh she'Amrim Elkei Yitzchak, v'Gal Shmecha, zeh she'Amrim Elkei Yaakov." So we think that when we finish the Shema, when we say the bracha, we should say all of the others. We only say Magen Avraham. So I saw that a beautiful pshat. Why do we say Magen Avraham? Avraham Avinu, we know, was about tshuva. So b'chachaisman, when, in order for Mashiach to come, for this chesima, for the galus to end, we have to have Jews like Avraham Avinu, who were Bali Tshuva, who left their past to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then I saw another beautiful pshat from the Chassam Sofer. Avraham was, originally his name was Avram. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his name to Avraham. Says, but there's supposed to be 13 letters in the names of the Avos HaKadoshim corresponding to the Shloish Esra Midosh Sharachman. So it says, the Chassam Sofer, V'agad L'Shemecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, I made your name longer. I added a name, I added a letter to Avram Tavram. But if that's the case, what I'm going to mention Yaakov Avinu's name, I can't write the word Yisrael, because I'll have too many letters. So that's what he says, V'agadlu Shemecha, because I made your name longer, that's why Zesh Amrim Elokei Yaakov, we have to say Elokei Yaakov, we can't say Elokei Yisrael. The Sefer Divrei Yisrael from the Majid Tzareba explains that we know, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph Mishneh Beis, Ashlosh Dvar Ma'ola Oimer Al HaTorah V'Al HaVoidah V'Al Gemilas Chesodim. Avram Avinu represented the Midah of Gemilas Chesodim. Yitzchak Avinu represented the Midah of HaVoidah. And Yaakov Avinu represented the Midah of Torah. And as our Gemara says, we have to say all three. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We have to have all three of these pillars on which the world stands. But before Mashiach comes, what will bring Mashiach, the Midah of Avraham Avinu, the Midah of Chesed, that when Mashiach comes, in the time of the Golos, when Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be not such great. We won't be on the Madrega of Torah. We won't be on the Madrega of Avoida, but we will be on the Avoida of Gemilas Chesodim. And somebody who is on that Madrega, somebody who will be on the Madrega of Chesed, that's what's going to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mheira B'yameinu. Amar Rava, Ashkechena L'Sabit V'Medisa, I met the Zekenim of Pumadisa, the Yosef Kamra, and they said, B'Shapsa, B'ein B'Tzlusa, B'ein B'Kedusha, whether we're davening, whether we're saying Kiddush, we should always say Mekadosh HaShabbos. B'Yom Tovim and Yontif, B'ein B'Tzlusa, B'ein B'Kedusha, whether we're davening or saying Kiddush, the right Nusach to say is Mekadosh Yisrov is Menem. V'min Elohu, and I said to him, Adrabah, the Tzlusa, by davening, B'ein B'Shabbos, B'ein B'Yom Tov, both by Shabbos and Yontif, we should say Mekadosh Yisrov, V'Kedusha, but by Kiddush, the Shabbos, on Shabbos indeed, we should say Mekadosh HaShabbos. V'Yom Tovim, we should say by Kiddush, Mekadosh Yisrov as Manim. V'Ano Amina, Tam de Diva, Tam de Tchu. And I'll explain everybody's opinion. Tam de Tchu, Shabbos, the Kvi of Akaima, Shabbos comes automatically every week. So therefore, we say, Bein, Mitzlus, Bein, Mekadusha, Mekadosh HaShabbos. There's nothing to do with Klal Yisrael. We don't make Shabbos. Shabbos comes because of Shabbos. Yom Tova. But regarding Yontif, the Yisrael, who the Kavayle, Yisrael are the ones that establish when Yontif is. Because the Kavayarchi, the Kavayl Shni, they're the ones that establish when the Rosh Chodesh is, when the year is, and that, of course, affects when Yontif is. That's why we say Mekadosh Yisrael as Manim. That's the first opinion. And now he says, V'tamadidi, well, I'm going to explain my opinion. Slosum, the Barabim Isa, davening, which is said with a minion. So that's why we say Mekadosh Yisrael, to represent the Klal Yisrael that were part of the davening. Kiddush, the B'yochid Isa, Kiddush, which is only said by Yochid. So therefore, B'kaddish, B'Shabbos, you say Mekadosh HaShabbos. B'yontif, we say Mekadosh Yisrael V'zmanim. And even though it's said B'yochid, still, you still say Yisrael, because Yisrael is the one that makes the Yontif. V'loihi, it says the Gemara, what Rava just said is incorrect. The Tzlos of B'yochid Milesei is davening never said by an individual. And on the other hand, Kedusha B'Rabbi Milesei is Kiddush never said publicly. So that can't be the explanation. So how does Rava defend himself? Rava Zovah Basikr. Kiddush is normally said B'yichidus, and Tefillah is normally said B'Rabbim. Ula B'Rav Nochus. Ula B'Rav went to Davin, and in those days the Shlich Tzibur with the Omid, where the Shlich Tzibur with Davin, was lower down. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Mimamakim Karasich Hashem. So Ula B'Nochus, Ula B'Rav went to Davin, Kamei D'Rova, Omer Kisavah D'Pim B'Disa. He finished the Bracha like the Savah B'Disa, V'Lamele V'Lamidi, and Rava didn't make any comment. Alma Hadabe Rava. Obviously, Rava agreed ultimately with the opinion of the Sabbath of Mendisa. Rav Nosson Avuda, Rav Huna Bereda, Rav Nosson, Nochis, Tamed Rapapa. He went to meet about tefillah in front of Rapapa. Amakid Savid Bamadisa, the Shafche Rapapa. Rapapa actually praised him for that nusach. Amravina, and not Ikl Sura. I once came to Surah Kamei the Merema, and I was in front of Merema. The Nachas Kamei Shluch the Tzibur, and the Shluch Tzibur went to Davin. Amar, he said, Kisavit Abedisa, the Mishtakli Kula Alma. And the Tzibur was saying that he was davening incorrectly, because they held that Rava's Nusach is correct. Amalai, so Merema said to him, Shivkua, leave this Shluch Tzibur alone. The Hilchsik Savi Pampadisa, the Loch actually follows the opinion of the Savi Pampadisa, the Loya Mishtakale. Once Merema made this announcement, they accepted what he said and they let him daven with that Nusach.